USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Dozens of tornadoes tear through the south central United States. At least 25 of them were reported across Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Missouri, and Arkansas yesterday. There have been no reports of fatalities. As violence has broken out in Venezuela, the U.S. again says it fully supports the people of that Central American nation in their quest for freedom, being spearheaded by opposition leader Juan Guaido. However, U.S. Democratic Senator and presidential candidate Kamala Harris says it doesn't mean the U.S. military should get involved.
And we obviously need to advocate for a peaceful end to this process in a way that sustains their democracy.
WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has been sentenced to 50 weeks in a British prison after being found guilty earlier this month of skipping bail to avoid being sent to Sweden over a rape allegation. And this is USA Radio News.
The Dampier Law Firm, PC 55 North Section Street, Fairhope, Alabama, is responsible for this advertisement. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Attention all active or retired military. If you are diagnosed with tinnitus or hearing loss after using yellow and black or yellow and olive dual-ended earplugs, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. These earplugs permitted damaging sounds to enter the ear canal. If you served in the military and were later diagnosed with hearing loss or tinnitus, call 800-401-7804 right now to see if you qualify for significant cash compensation. The manufacturer knew of the defect but did not warn its customers. Complaints allege that the manufacturer manipulated test results to make it appear that the plugs met government standards. If you deployed to Iraq or Afghanistan anytime from 2003 through 2015 and are now suffering from diagnosed hearing loss or tinnitus, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call 800-401-7804 right now. Hurry, time is limited. Call 800-401-7804 now to see if you qualify for cash compensation. Call 800-401-7804. That's 800-401-7804. 800-401-7804.
We told you at the top about dozens of tornadoes touching down in the south yesterday. Well, parts of downtown Davenport, Iowa, are under several feet of water after the Mississippi River breached a temporary levee there. Iowa's mayor is Frank Klipsch, and he says it's going to take some time to recover from this one.
What we're seeing here is a challenge and very devastating for a lot of the people that live and work in this particular area.
He was speaking to NBC News. The ADP National Employment Report is just out, and it shows the economy added 275,000 private payroll jobs in April, far more than analysts estimated, and the most since last July. A total of 223,000 service sector jobs were created. The official government jobs report is due out on Friday. South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg is the ninth Democratic presidential candidate to release his tax returns. He's released 10 years of them today. And this is USA Radio News.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams Sheet Special. You'll find out all about them and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams Sheet Special, use my promo code USA.
More now on the unrest in Venezuela as the Federal Aviation Administration's released a warning about flying over that nation. The FAA issued a directive prohibiting U.S. airlines and operators from traveling below 26,000 feet when in Venezuelan airspace. It's also ordered all U.S. operators that are in Venezuela to leave by the most expeditious possible route within the next 2 days. The agency pointing to the political instability in that country, which did result in those violent clashes yesterday. A new study is finding that the number of suicides of people ages 10 to 17 increased by nearly 200 after the Netflix series 13 Reasons Why debuted in 2017. The Journal of the American Academy of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry says that they could not establish a link that the series caused the spike, but found an increase of nearly 29% in just the first month after that show's release. And a Houston woman who found Tony Hawk's skateboard is calling it the best gift ever for her birthday. The legendary skateboarder posted on Twitter on Tuesday he had left a signed skateboard near Bush Intercontinental Airport for someone to find. Bunny Riggs went on Facebook a couple of hours later saying she had found the board, which had Hawk's signature and personal hashtag on it. Hawk didn't say why he decided to leave the skateboard near that particular airport. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.